Hamilton Tescarolo, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Your career includes many competitions and many awards, including for your teaching. What makes this one so special to you?
You know, this is my ninth year teaching at IPFW. I came to Indiana to teach at IPFW. And being in this state for a relatively short amount of time, you know, I was very touched to have received this and to be among the many fine teachers that we have here in this state. An award given by my peers is really a wonderful thing. And I'm, you know, very grateful for having received it.
So, were you surprised?
I actually did not know that I had been nominated. And this was done at the state conference of the Indiana Music Teacher Association. They do this every year at the annual banquet. So I'm there, you know, eating my cake. Then all of a sudden I hear Fort Wayne, and all of a sudden I hear, you know, Director of Keyboard Studies at IPFW. So it was a cool moment.
And they got you. So. They got one over on you.
Right.
So you fell in love with piano at a young age back in Brazil.
Sure. Yes.
When did you know for certain that you wanted to pursue a career of teaching it?
Well, you know, I started when I was 7, and the first years were the normal years of, you know, a young pianist. And I think many people don't know at first that they might want to become a teacher. I think that was certainly my case. It's hard to say exactly the moment when I said, okay, I want to be a teacher. It was sort of it evolved naturally from, you know, a combination of performance and teaching, which I think really complement each other and really, you could say, nurture each other or something like that. I think my performing helps my teaching very much. My teaching helps me as well as a performer, because I feel like I learn with my students. I'm challenged by them. I'm challenged to think about music, you know, in different ways. And I love to teach. I couldn't imagine myself only performing. You know, I love performing as well, but I really love to do both.
I think that's fantastic. So, and not all wonderful performers make wonderful teachers. Do you understand that that's a special gift or blessing maybe that you have?
Well, yeah, I think so. I've heard some people say that I'm an intuitive teacher. I think that's probably true, at least to a certain extent. And you learn through the years to, you know, think about things in different ways and communicate things in different ways. You know, being a good teacher, I think, is really a combination of many, many aspects. Some of them are skills. You know, obviously, you need to know the technical aspects of playing, the physical aspects of playing, but also then there are all the other aspects of connecting with the student and doing the right thing at the right moment. So in that sense, yes, I think there is perhaps something which you might call talent, but there is something which evolves over time as well. And I'd like to think that I can become a better teacher with time and be inspired by both my students and my colleagues. One of the things that I love is to watch colleagues teach and see how they approach this or that, you know, how do they do it.
Makes sense. You deal primarily with college students when you're not doing your summer camps with your younger students.
Right, right.
What's your favorite part of this age and this phase of their development in playing piano?
So, you know, I work primarily with undergrad students because that's what we have at IPFW. And I think it's very interesting, you know, the possibilities are open, right? They're still finding out things about piano, about music. You know, it's not the typical sort of default thing that someone might go for just for a job. They do it usually because they've had a really good experience with music, but they are still discovering it. And it's also the first time when they are kind of on their own, in the sense that it's not the parents anymore telling them they have to practice or whatever. It's either they do it or they don't. So, you know, they're finding out a lot of things, and trying to guide them through that process is gratifying.
Your students tend to do impressively in competition. Besides teaching them extreme technique so they'll get to that level, what can they learn from you about the art of competition?
You know, the way I think about competitions is that, you know, you have your path, and the competition is something that is kind of along the path there, just as an intermediate goal to try to help you get to the ultimate path, which is really not about competition. It's really about your connection with the music itself and going, you know, as deeply as you can into making music and expressing something on a deep level to other human beings. and not to win a competition, not, you know, not necessarily to gain recognition. And of course, recognition is always a nice thing. You know, we're talking about recognition today, right? You know, and of course, I'm happy to receive the award. But at the same time, you know, that doesn't make me think, oh, I'm, you know, the best teacher I could ever be. You know, I think the one beautiful thing about music and about being a performer is that you seek to be better every day. You know, there is no end to it. You are always trying to improve. No matter how good you might feel about playing this piece, you know, there is always more to explore. So I think that's a wonderful thing.
Hamilton Tescarolo is a world-class pianist, IPFW's Director of Keyboard Studies, and the Indiana Music Teachers Association Teacher of the Year. Hamilton, thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.